been sleeping off the night before. Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be back for more.
When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we'll be feeling alright.
When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter. When the sun goes down,
and my dark sunglasses.
This sweet concoction is smooth as molasses.
Nothing to do but breathe all day until the big moon rises and it's time to play. When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling alright.
When the sun sinks down over the water,
everything gets hotter. When the sun goes down,
when the sun
goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling alright.
When the sun sinks down over the water,
everything gets hotter.
Owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. confirmed today in a Senate vote to lead Health and Human Services, mostly along party lines.
On this vote, the yeas are 52, the nays are 48. The confirmation is confirmed.
Former GOP leader Mitch McConnell, the only Republican to vote against RFK Jr.'s nomination. FBI Director nominee Kash Patel also cleared a procedural vote and a full vote expected on his nomination later today. Confirmation hearings underway for Linda McMahon, tapped to lead the Education Department, which is now under threat of being dismantled by the Trump administration. If you have an Igloo cooler, the company is recalling more than a million of its 90-quart flip-and-toe rolling coolers sold in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. That recall notice from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. Igloo says a handle defect has caused fingertip injuries, including amputations. And heavy rain in Southern California bringing the threat of severe flooding in burn-scarred areas of L.A. County. This is ABC News. Measles cases on the rise in the U.S., infections confirmed in at least five states so far this year. Vaccination rates have been falling since COVID sparked health concerns that doctors call unfounded. Most cases are mild, but measles can bring on pneumonia and brain swelling. A battle brewing between the red state and the blue state. Louisiana demanding extradition of a New York abortion provider.
The case centers on an underage girl in West Baton Rouge. She was pregnant, but, says District Attorney Tony Clayton,
she was excited. She had planned a reveal party. She wanted to have this baby.
Her mother did not and ordered an abortion-inducing drug from Dr. Margaret Carpenter of New York. Now the mother has been charged, and Clayton says,
there's a warrant for the doctor's arrest here in the state of Louisiana.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul says she will fight Louisiana's extradition request. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
On Wall Street, stocks are up. The Dow up 116 points. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
This is an ad by BetterHelp Online Therapy. When it comes to relationships, we often hear about the red flags we should avoid, but it's just as important to focus on the green flags. Think about how you want a relationship to feel, one where your boundaries are respected and you're encouraged to be your best self. If you're not sure what that looks like, therapy can help you identify those qualities so you can embody the green flag energy yourself and find it in others. Because whether you're dating, married, or building a friendship, it's time to form relationships that love you back. BetterHelp connects you to a diverse network of over 30,000 therapists worldwide with expertise in a wide range of issues, from depression and anxiety to work and relationships. It's 100% online and sign up only takes a few minutes. Find your green flag energy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ABC Radio today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ABC Radio.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Sunny and cold today, with high temperatures staying stuck to the single digits and wind chills making it really feel sub-zero. Tonight, actual temperatures slide sub-zero, which means early tomorrow morning, we'll be waking up to feeling about 15 below. Then, a Valentine's Day snowstorm starts in the afternoon. Get the bathroom you've always wanted, interest-free from BCI Bath & Shower. 1-800-329-4115. Currently, it's 1 degree.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. A critical assessment of the Milwaukee Public School performance. We get more from Ted Allen.
The first of two audits Governor Tony Evers commissioned for the state's largest school district makes 29 recommendations on how MPS can improve. It indicates the district is working with outdated technology and harboring a culture of fear through a harmful internal culture and resistance to change among MPS staff. The evaluation also recommends consolidating separate communications offices for district administration and the MPS board to prevent conflicting messages. A second audit focusing on instructional practices is ongoing.
The lineup for Summerfest 2025 announced. The acts appearing on the stages of the big gig include Megan Thee Stallion, The Killers, Lainey Wilson, The Lumineers, James Taylor, Def Leppard, Devo, and Chicago. Summerfest runs the last 2 weeks of June and the first week of July. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
As a young person in agriculture, I wondered how I could make a difference in my community. But then I found Wisconsin Farm Bureau's Young Farmer and Agriculturist program. It's more than a group. It's a chance to connect with others, grow as a leader, and advocate for agriculture. Together, we're shaping the future of farming in Wisconsin. Be a part of something big. Join us today.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
All business owners want the same thing, to make their business succeed. At Rural Mutual, they help that happen. As the third largest writer of commercial business in Wisconsin, they take the time to learn your business so they can properly protect you. Call your local agent today or visit ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's Network Car Care Center, Durand, the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand, Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's Better in Blue at Martin Transport. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. And NTEC, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. The city of Durand has agreed to lease the old Badger Communications building on 6th Avenue West from NTEC for the police department and ambulance services. Durand Mayor Patrick Miller says the new facility will help with space needs for both the police department and ambulance service.
And we've struggled to fit ambulance and fire into the same building. And obviously with the police department, we presently use facilities up at the sheriff's department, but of course they've got maybe future plans. We don't know where they're going to go as far as that goes. Plus there's a number of deficiencies on having proper evidence places that are located close to where the officers are. The idea is that we would have a facility that would meet all those needs.
There will also be sleeping quarters for the ambulance service. The cost to the city will be $1,500 a month. The city hopes to begin the move-in process in March. Asperious Health is expanding in the Chippewa Valley. The Wausau-based health system recently received a conditional use permit to build a hospital in Chippewa Falls. Asperious is planning to build it along Highway 29. The next step is to finalize the land purchase agreement and get approval from the full city council, which is expected to happen in a few weeks. The new hospital comes after HSHS closed two others in western Wisconsin. The March for Meals campaign through the Aging and Disability Resource Center in Eau Claire County is raising money for their Meals on Wheels program. The campaign is providing an opportunity for groups, businesses, and people to support Eau Claire seniors who aren't able to grocery shop or those who aren't physically able to cook for themselves. Donations that come in for the March for Meals will directly go to the cost of producing the meals. More information is available at the Eau Claire County website. Lawyers for a former Minnesota state trooper are asking an Olmsted County judge to dismiss charges against him. Shane Roper appeared in court yesterday in Rochester. He's facing manslaughter and other charges for a crash that killed an 18-year-old girl last year. Prosecutors entered evidence that they plan to use at trial, including Roper's squad car and body camera footage. Defense attorneys asked the judge to consider motions to dismiss the charges against Roper and change the venue of his trial. His attorneys also want Roper's State Patrol disciplinary record excluded from the trial. You're listening to WRDN News.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport, Mondovi.
No one was injured in a shed fire on Tuesday. According to Durand Fire, firefighters were called to the home with the shed on fire at Highway N and Bear Pen Road just south of Ella Tuesday. When firefighters arrived, the shed was completely engulfed. The shed and its contents were a total loss. No cause of that fire has been determined. The final plans for the first phase of the Orchard Hills development in Eau Claire are being approved by the Eau Claire City Council. The plan is to build 34 new single-family homes on a 400-plus acre plot this summer. Reservations are now open for prospective tenants with a move-in date of spring of next year. The land had previously been at the center of a legal battle between Eau Claire and the town of Washington over its annexation. Western Wisconsin residents are being warned about another phone scam, this time targeting elderly people. The Monroe County Sheriff's Department says scammers are calling senior citizens, pretending to be a grandchild or another relative, claiming that they're in trouble and need money right away. The Sheriff's Department says there's been a surge in the calls, and it's resulted over $200,000 in losses. If someone receives one of these calls, they are to just hang up immediately. Students at Ekedi Woodlawn School in Durand will be participating in the Kids Heart Challenge. The Ekedi Woodlawn event will be on February 20th for 4th and 5th graders and February 21st for kindergarten through 3rd grade classes. Students will be going through a variety of heart-healthy stations, plus snack stations, including cheese curds from O'Galley Cheese, donated by the Pepin County Dairy Promotions Board, and water and bananas donated by the local Quick Trip. There'll also be prizes and more for the kids. Again, that will be February 20th for 4th and 5th graders and February 21st for kindergarten through 3rd grade classes. The U.S. Department of Education is investigating the Minnesota State High School League's transgender athlete policy. The organization said it would allow students to participate in sports consistent with their gender identity, not their gender assigned at birth. This after President Donald Trump signed an executive order banning trans athletes from women's and girls' sports. The Minnesota State High School League, though, stated trans athletes' eligibility is determined by Minnesota state law and is not federally mandated. You're listening to WRDN News.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see: JKO Auto Body Shop of Durant. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop, that is in back-to-factory specifications from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection emailed directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
A Minnesota man has set a new world record for playing the fastest round of disc golf. Guinness World Records announced yesterday that Jonathan Wolfrath completed 18 holes at a Fridley disc golf course in just under 5 minutes. The previous record was about 7.5 minutes. Wolfrath said he also plans to try for the record for playing the most disc golf holes in 24 hours. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Ugh, I've just been feeling so sluggish lately.
You should try the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge.
The Metamucil 2-Week Challenge?
Yeah, Metamucil 4-in-1 Fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Start your daily routine now, and in 2 weeks, you could be feeling great. Well, it's been 2 weeks. How you feeling?
Lighter and feeling great.
If you want to feel lighter by promoting digestive health, sign up to take the 2-week challenge at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Another cold day today in our Real Country 1430 forecast. Still plenty of sunshine. Highs near 7 above. West winds at 5 to 10. Tonight clear. Lows near 5 below. For Friday, becoming cloudy. 90% chance of snow. Heavy at times in the afternoon. Could see 3 inches. And we'll have highs in the mid-20s. Be listening for coverage of Durand, Arkansas Boys High School basketball tonight. The Panthers are at Mondovi. The Advent Health Panther preview is at 7. Tip-off at 7:15 here on WRDN.
The Bucks head into the All-Star break with a win under their belts, 103-101 over the Minnesota Timberwolves on Wednesday night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Gary Trent Jr. led the team in scoring with 21 off the bench. Kyle Kuzma added 19 points and 13 rebounds. Bucks played without their top two stars, Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard. Coach Doc Rivers says he challenged his guys defensively before the game.
We had a goal. We set a goal, and we didn't get it. But our goal was to hold them under 100. And they got 101. That's why the guys were like, no. You know, that was a goal for us going into the game. You know, we knew scoring, but the offense that we had out would be rough, but we thought we could really win the game with a defensive effort, and that's what we did.
Bucks held the Timberwolves to a season-low 37% shooting from the field, and All-Star Anthony Edwards had 28 points, but 10 for 33 from the field, 4 of 16 from distance. Women's College Hoops Marquette beat Seton Hall 68-61. Division III men's play, St. Norbert College rolled to a 99-60 victory over Lakeland. Gary Gresh notching career win number 400. 349 victories coming at St. Norbert, 51 at Lakeland. Brewers pitchers and catchers reported yesterday and begin official workouts today. Brandon Woodruff, who is not expected to start the season in the rotation, says it doesn't mean he suffered a setback. He's scheduled to throw to hitters in camp on Friday.
I'm coming in full participant. A normal spring in terms of like last year when I showed up, I couldn't do anything. So from then to now, like I'm able to put on a pair of pants, a jersey, and do the whole thing. So like that's important to me. And we'll see where this journey takes me. And just I'm looking forward to Friday and then to see what's going to come in the next few months. So, but yeah, I'm doing good. Not hurt.
Brewers made another move yesterday, adding some pitching depth with the signing of left-hander Tyler Alexander to a one-year deal. The 30-year-old went 6-5 with Tampa Bay last season. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
I juggle a lot. And managing constipation with belly pain from my irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, with laxatives and fiber isn't enough. My doctor recommended a way to get ahead of it. Then I said yes to Linzess.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
The front row is set for the Daytona 500. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass, brought to you by eBay. eBay, things people love.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part?
Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome to the Chevy Lightning Round. Guess the clues to win. First team, you're up.
Powerful, commanding, unstoppable.
Silverado.
Adventurous, fun, techie.
Trailblazer.
Stylish, nimble.
Trax.
Innovative, electric.
Blazer EV.
Lightning Round Champions. You've guessed all the right Chevy clues.
Wherever the year takes you, explore it together in the Chevy of your choice. Chevrolet. Together let's drive.
30-year-old Chase Briscoe won the pole position last night in Busch Pole qualifying for this Sunday's Daytona 500. Briscoe made a lap of 49.249 seconds to claim the top spot in his debut with Joe Gibbs Racing, driving the number 19 Toyota. It's his third career pole and first in the Daytona 500. Also locking into the front row last night was former Daytona 500 winner Austin Cindric in his Team Penske Ford. Two open teams guaranteed that they will race on Sunday by setting the two fastest speeds among open cars. They are former champions Martin Truex Jr. and Jimmy Johnson. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Develop prime grazing land with the right mix of sunlight and trees. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The silvopasture method maximizes the potential of your property as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Successful
Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Your animals graze in the woods and reap the benefits. Silvopasture is the practice of combining trees and grazing land. The method expands income and land management opportunities, especially for smaller acreages. Silvopastures also provide an attractive landscape with an aesthetically pleasing park-like setting. Greg Ruark is a former director of the USDA National Agroforestry Center. He says if you're letting acres of trees grow simply to tap into the pulpwood market, you may be limiting your land potential.
But if instead you go to silvopasture, you're usually planting maybe 200 to 300 trees an acre, which allows a lot more light to the ground. So then you can do things underneath. You can put in a forage system and graze cattle or goats or sheep or, you know, horses. So if you're looking for income opportunities, you can actually get an annual income from grazing. You can also, depending on what you put under there, even encourage wildlife. For instance, quail, wild turkey.
In certain parts of the country, landowners may also receive incentives to establish a silvopasture to prevent wildfires and control pests. Creating a wooded pasture is more labor-intensive if you have to clear trees and open up the canopy to allow sunlight to reach the ground. Ruark offers a couple of other methods.
The quickest thing is to plant it into an existing pasture because you already have the forage system started. So you get the trees in there, you just got to get some herbicide on them in order to keep the competition from the grass off them when they're, you know, when they're real little in the first year or two, so they get a chance to get rooted and started, and then they're on their way pretty much. The other would be to plant them into a cropland, but then you have the added cost of paying for the grass seed or clover, whatever you want to put in there for a forage.
Learn more about developing a silvopasture system at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty, even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-549-TERM, 866-549-TERM, 866-549-TERM.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
5 Above in downtown Durand. Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of markets at the midday on WRDN. At the Mercantile Exchange, March milk steady at 1978, April up 2 to 1939, May down 2 to 1933, June milk down 10 at 1858. Cheese markets, barrels up a quarter to 183, 40-pound blocks steady at 192, no trades on the day. Cash butter down a half to 248, trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 130, no trades. Dry whey down 3/4 to 56, even and no trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, live cattle markets are moving mostly higher after the sharp decline earlier this week. And we have a lot of technical buying happening. Also, asking prices are firm in the south, and that is helping to support the markets. Now, feeder cattle also moving mostly higher as well. A lot of technical buying after the big losses have helped help to support the feeder cattle market along with strength in live cattle. Meanwhile, hog markets, they are turning mostly lower today. Now, while today's export report was supportive, concerns about new tariffs are now pressuring the hog market. February live cattle up 37 cents to 199.52. April up 90 cents to 196.62. June up 95 cents to 192.32. March feeder cattle up 252 to 267.50. April up 217 to 267.42. May up $2 to 265.75. February hogs down 5 cents to 89.40. April up 70 cents to 93.62. May up 67 cents to 97.37. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets are mixed today on spread action. The front months are continuing to move up mostly higher. The daily export wire was quiet today. Soybeans, meanwhile, they are moving mostly higher, even though the South American weather is still positive for the harvest of soybeans in South America. A little bit of short covering happening in the markets. Wheat markets, meanwhile, they are moving mostly higher. Cold weather concerns are adding some support to the market. March corn up 3.25 to 493.5. May up 2 to 506. July up 1.5 to 508.75. New crop down 1 to 472.5. March beans up 2.25 to 1030. May up 1 to 1046.75. July up 3/4 to 1062.75. New crop up 1.5 to 1045.5. March soybean meal down $1.90 to 292.20. March soybean oil up 55 cents to 46.21. Chicago wheat, March up 4.25 to 578.5. May up 4.5 to 592.5. Minneapolis wheat, March up 2.75 to 617.5. May up 3.5 to 631.75. Energy markets today, March crude oil down 7 cents to 71.30. April down 12 cents to 71.12. March gas now up a cent to 210. April also up a cent to 231. Let's check of markets at the midday. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. California's Proposition 12 is not the first attempt to tell others how to raise pigs. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
California's Proposition 12 is well known by the U.S. pork industry for causing challenges in selling products into that state. But it's not the first time that a state tried this. Brian Humphreys, CEO of the National Pork Producers Council, says something similar took place on the opposite coast.
Massachusetts Question 3 passed a couple years before Prop 12, back in 2016. Again, very similar. It set arbitrary standards for the sale of product into Massachusetts. So very similar. If you raise pigs that don't meet the standards set by Massachusetts, you cannot sell certain cuts of product into the state of Massachusetts. And what is confusing about Massachusetts and Proposition 12 in California is it is not all parts of the pig. It is certain parts of the pig.
Distinguishing between what can and can't be sold in Massachusetts and California can be hard to determine.
In Massachusetts, there are certain cuts that are allowed to be sold that don't have to be Question 3 compliant, just like California. And so again, it goes back to it is the states limiting the sale of product inside their borders that don't meet the standards they have set. It's not necessarily just saying that if you raise pigs in the state of Massachusetts, you have to abide by this. It's for anybody selling product in. That's the challenge.
He says states should not be able to regulate how other states do business.
The concern is less about who is pushing it and the idea that they are able to attempt to regulate farmers in Wisconsin and Iowa by going to states where there is not a lot of production. Not a lot of pork production left in California, and yet they're attempting to use that as a platform to regulate the folks in Wisconsin. That's our bigger concern here. And this becomes back to a states' rights issue. California should not be able to dictate to the rest of the country how to raise pigs.
While the National Pork Producers Council and other agriculture groups felt that Proposition 12 violated the Commerce Clause in the U.S. Constitution, the courts didn't agree, and they upheld Proposition 12. Now agriculture groups are hoping that Congress will intervene and put something in the new farm bill to repeal Proposition 12 and not allow states to dictate to other states how they regulate their agriculture. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins, Agriculture America, brought to you by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote. We dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB. Bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Grain shippers and farmers are keeping an eye on the water levels on the Mississippi River. Mike Steenhook, executive director of the Soy Transportation Coalition, says water levels have been a constant challenge to shipping grains over the last few years.
One of the challenges that we've had really over the past several years, and it's really continued in 2024 and still concerns in 2025, are low water levels on the Mississippi River. And that has impact on the efficiency of barge transportation. It has impact on the efficiency of that whole Mississippi Gulf region that accounts for 55% of U.S. soybean exports.
The soybeans that leave from the 9 export grain terminals along the Gulf of Mexico are fed by shipments carried on the Mississippi River. The University of Illinois' Farm Doc Daly says some farmers should consider the enhanced coverage option in 2025 as premium costs will be lower this year. The ECO is a crop insurance product where farmers have the option to insure at either a 90% or 95% coverage level. One important fact about the ECO is that unlike SCO, ECO does not restrict the choice of commodity title programs. Farmers can purchase SCO coverage on acres enrolled in the Agriculture Risk Coverage Commodity Program, but in contrast, ECO can be used even if ARC is selected as the commodity title choice. The Risk Management Agency has increased the premium subsidy rate for ECO to 65% for 2025 and future years. Farmers may wish to consider ECO because its premium will be lower than last year and revenue protection will likely cover less of the 2025 cost of production. Wisconsin farmers harvested 47,600 acres of snap beans in 2024 for a total production of 4.28 million hundredweight, according to USDA. Fresh market production totaled 98,500 hundredweight and was valued at $10.8 million. Processing production accounted for 209,000 tons and at a total value of $27.2 million. Wisconsin, by the way, ranked first in production of snap beans with 40% of the nation's production. There were 52,000 acres of sweet corn harvested in Wisconsin with a total production of 8.58 million hundredweight. Fresh market production accounted for 686,000 hundredweight with a total of $28.4 million. Production of sweet corn for processing totaled 394,000 tons and valued at $33.9 million. Wisconsin ranked third for sweet corn production with 16% of the nation's production. Meanwhile, green pea production in Wisconsin in 2024 totaled 846,000 hundredweight from 20,000 harvested acres and was valued at $12.3 million. Fresh market production totaled 800 hundredweight for a total of $172,000. The 42,000 tons of processing green pea production had a value of $12.1 million. Brian Keel, executive director of the Farmers for Free Trade, the nation's leading coalition of American agriculture and food producers that depend on trade and exports, reacted to the imposition of Section 232 tariffs. Recent history shows that indiscriminate 232 tariffs trigger harsh retaliation against U.S. farmers and food processors, Keel said. In 2018, targeted countries responded with tariffs on uniquely American agricultural products, everything from soybeans and pork to bourbon. Farmers for Free Trade says when these American products get saddled with onerous tariffs, it directly hurts American farmers, ranchers, and food manufacturers, American businesses that depend on exports to survive. Rather than strengthening American industry, these tariffs make it harder to sell the very products the world wants from us, Keel added. If we truly want to grow the economy and support Americans that are producing right here at home, we need to expand exports, not make them a target. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
A cold day today, but snow is on the way in our ag weather forecast. Arctic high pressure will continue to slowly drift over the area, providing those colder temperatures today. As that high moves off to the east, a storm system will begin to move into the region along with warmer temperatures. The snow will begin Friday afternoon and into the evening. We could see anywhere from 3 to 5 inches of precipitation. Then things begin to cool down for next week. Mostly sunny throughout the day today, high 7 above, west winds at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear, lows near 5 below. Tomorrow, becoming mostly cloudy, a 90% chance of snow. Heavy at times in the afternoon, accumulation of 3 inches, highs in the mid-20s. Friday nights, mostly cloudy with snow, an additional 1 to 2 inches possible, lows near 17. For Saturday, mostly cloudy, highs in the mid-20s. Sunday, partly sunny, highs near 6. For Washington's birthday, mostly sunny, highs near 3. Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs near 8. And for Wednesday, sunny, highs near 9.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
I don't believe any room for doubt when it comes to you and me. You know all about the way I feel inside. You know how hard I try, but that don't mean that I can't love a little stronger, dig a little deeper, go a little farther, anything to please you, girl. Sunday. I have just begun to show you that you mean everything to me. I still feel the need. Love a little stronger, dig a little deeper. Go a little farther, anything to please you, girl.
Sunglasses, she looks great in anything. She's, I want a piece of chocolate, take me to a movie. She's, I can't find a thing to wear. Now and then she's moody. She's a Saturn with a sunroof, with her brown hair blowing. She's a soft place to land and a good feeling knowing. She's a warm conversation that I wouldn't miss for nothing. She's a fighter when she's mad, and she's a lover when she's loving, and she's everything I ever wanted and everything I need. I talk about her, I go on and on and on, 'cause she's everything. Saturday out on the town, and a church girl on Sunday. She's a cross around her neck and a cuss word 'cause it's Monday. She's a bubble bath and candles, baby come and kiss me. She's a one glass of wine and she's feeling kinda tipsy. She's the giver I wish I could be, and the stealer of the covers. She's a picture in my wallet and my unborn children's mother. She's the hand that I'm holding when I'm on my knees and praying. She's the answer to my prayer, and she's the song that I'm playing. And she's everything I ever wanted and everything I need. I talk about her, I go on and on and on, 'cause she's everything. She's that wooden rocking chair I want rocking right beside me. Every day that passes, I only love her more. Yeah, she's the one that I'd lay down my own life for. And she's everything I ever wanted, everything I need.
everything to me. Yes, she's everything.
Durand the Panthers. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
There's no one else, I swear, holds a candle anywhere next to you. My heart can't take the beating, not having you to hold. A small voice keeps repeating deep inside my soul. It says I can't keep pretending I don't love you anymore.
Country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I wonder if Jack and Diane ever made it after the drums and the guitars all faded. What's the best they could do, good enough? Or did the heartland just swallow them up? How did my mom and my dad ever do it if there were struggles and we never knew it? I guess they had each other and that was enough. You know you can't keep the ground from shaking, no matter how hard you try. You can't keep the sunsets from fading. You gotta treat your life like you're jumping off a rope swing, baby, cause the whole thing's really just a shot. Like there's no such thing as a broken heart. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. What am I gonna tell my kids when they see all of this that goes down on TV? When the whole world is down on its luck, I gotta make sure they keep their chin up. Cry when it hurts, laugh when it's funny. Chase after the dream, don't chase after the money. And know we got each other, that's what's up. Cause you can't keep the ground from shaking, no matter how hard you try. You can't keep the sunsets from fading. You gotta treat your life like you're jumping off a rope swing, baby, cause the whole thing's really just a shot in the dark. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. Such thing as a broken heart. Cause you can't keep the ground from shaking, no matter how hard you try. You can't keep the sunsets from fading. You gotta treat your life like you're jumping off a rope swing, baby, cause the whole thing's really just a shot in the dark. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. You gotta love.
such thing as a broken heart.
Just off of the beaten path, a little dot on a state road map. That's where I was born and where I'll die. Things move at a slower pace, nobody's in the rat race, and these days that's a special way of life. Down home, where they know you by name and treat you like family. Down home, a man's good word and a handshake are all you need. Folks know, if they're falling on hard times, they can fall back home. Those of us raised up down home. In the corner of the hardware store, gathered round a checkerboard, old men telling lies and crowning kings. Kids driving round the old town square, cops roll down in the cool night air. Go and see what's shaking at the Dairy Queen. Down home, where they know you by name and treat you like family. Down home, a man's good word and a handshake are all you.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. More than two dozen current and former USAID employees and contractors.